Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, excellent way to get your weekend started. A little Trav and Slee action post chicken sandwich situation. I'm back, Slee. I just had a bite of a bagel. It's the first real food I've had in nearly 24 hours, so I'm feeling a lot better about this. I got a little calories in my system. I'm fired up.
People on Twitter, and you included, because this is what you do. You have ignited something that doesn't even exist. Like, the whole idea of eating the chicken sandwich was, oh, Al's trying to get at Travis. I've never had that hot of a chicken sandwich. It's not like I was kicking back yesterday, sitting back with my arms up saying, yep, accomplish what I need to. Big E, I don't need Big E on Twitter to try to create some. He says, Alan Slee was going to have a little pep in his step all weekend knowing you were close to death last night. Big E, I don't take any pride in Travis not feeling good.
I don't know about that. Look, it's one of my gifts. It was 15 years of producing. I know how to just turn something into something, and this is what we do. Like, I've turned this into Slee against Travis trying to kill me with a chicken sandwich. It's just the way I like to do it.
And your story,
dude,
did
no
not
joke.
Help.
No, well, it's 100% true, too.
Yeah.
On the bathroom floor, sweating profusely, in agony, for like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then gone. Nothing. Fine. I mean, not fine. I still felt a little punky, but nothing like that. It was like the spice had moved into the perfect spot to light an inferno inside my body, and it lasted about 5 minutes, and it went out. So, earlier today, I said, hey, I need some ways to get back at Slee for doing what he did to me, and we got a whole bunch of phone calls along the way. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Let's try
what I did to you. You're unbelievable.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Here's Emily Taylor walking around like the day is great. Janice probably enjoying her fantastic
Janice
Friday.
Was in some distress yesterday eating the sandwich.
Except
Let's be
Jorge.
Honest about that.
I don't think Jorge is in good shape.
Yeah, Jorge Jorge was the only one in the Travis and Slee boat. He was the one that was in pretty rough shape. Everyone else seems to have got through it okay. All right, let's try. I got to go here, right? Got to go to Gardena and Manuel. Manuel, what's going on today?
Fellas, I am so proud of you guys, man. You guys manned the hell up. I would have had no part of that. I would have done the great tournament. I learned long ago, I don't challenge myself with spices. And my pops, man, it's tough because my pops is one of those guys. Mm. Like that guy was saying, like, you know, one of these raw jalapeno, bite it, you know. And so sometimes, man, it's a challenge. But anyway, speaking of challenges.
Manuel, let me stop you right there. Very, very quickly, Manuel. And I'm going to let you finish here, but I just want to say this. I can eat raw jalapenos. I can chop them up and put them on anything. They don't need to be pickled. I can do that all day long, no problem at all. What we did yesterday.
Yesterday was no joke.
Is that times
that was
a thousand.
No joke.
I can't make it clear enough. I can eat a jalapeno raw. It's not a big deal to me. I can do it. What happened yesterday is just a million miles past that.
Wow, man. So that's why you guys have so much respect in my book. You don't even know, man. So as far as the challenge, I know, Slee, you know, hey, man, it's just what T-Raj does, all right? So you have to be put to the challenge. That's it.
No, it's all good.
Batting cages. You can hit, right, Travis? Or were you one of these pitchers that couldn't hit squat?
Oh, I can't hit anything. You know, Al would look like Mike Trout next to me. I would have nothing for him.
For nothing, T-Raj, because I was leaning on your baseball background because I know of a place here right by Key's old haunts at Southwest College, batting cage that still throws 90 mph.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And be a nice little challenge to go in there. But
I would
you
smoke
say that, you know, you're basically a Punch and Judy. I guess that's not going to work, man. Sorry, guys. But, hey, like I say, You guys have the utmost respect. I will ride or die with Sliwa and Travis.
Appreciate right, it, brother. Appreciate it, man. Well. By the way, let me just say this right now. I'd probably lay down a bunt. Problem is, if you were pitching, I think you would come up and in. You'd keep coming up and in based off of – you'd just still be fuming the way you were yesterday and this morning.
I'm getting a little better. With that in mind, what you just said, Al, let's go to El Segundo and Jacob. Jacob, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, gentlemen. You know, what you did yesterday was insane, and I'd love to watch it. Thank you. I agree with Manuel. I think Travis put you on the bump. So 15 to 20 pitches for Sliwa. He can load up in catcher gear, try to drop a few bunts down, you know, do whatever you need to do. The only thing I worry about is Travis, you waking up the next morning and straining a shoulder muscle or something.
It might backfire. It might backfire, Jacob. It might backfire.
I think I've told this story, Al. I for a good portion of my life, I could throw a baseball pretty hard. And I could throw it where I wanted to, and I could make it move, and I could make it go right, I could make it go left, I could make it go down. I knew what I was doing. Then about 10, 12 years ago, I was coaching a all-star team with some 12-year-olds that were pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I couldn't get 12-year-olds out. Like, before you just throw in batting practice, like, okay, they just let the kids hit the ball and make them feel good about themselves. And, all right, I'm going to put a little more on it so they can get to it. And then a little more. And then they're just tagging me. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't like this. At some point, my competitive streak came out. Like,
sure.
I don't want these little 12-year-olds to just be lacing the ball all over the field on me. So I start throwing curveballs. Tag it. I start to move it in on them. Tag it. I start to move it outside. Tag it. I couldn't get a 12-year-old out. So if you have the skills of a 12-year-old, you would tag me at that. Because, guys, the only athletic skills I have at all anymore left is I can play a little golf. That's about it. Anything beyond that, I'm going to get my butt kicked in that. So, Al, while I may have been able to pitch at one point, you would win that battle too. I don't want no part of that.
I'm shooting 60% from that corner three in El Segundo
at
the Lakers training facility.
I think I could beat you at that. If we're just shooting, if we're playing basketball, you'd kill me. But if we're playing like horse, I'd got a shot at that.
Did you forget the story I told this past weekend about just everybody playing three on three, everybody looking at each other? Like, we all of us had eye contact. Like, guys, this is embarrassing. There's other people watching. We all have our own pride and our own dignity. Let's call it a day.
Okay, here's the question. Let's start right here. Take a guess at in the last 34 years, 34, how many championships have the Boston Celtics won?
So this is after the 80s era?
The Celtics won a championship in 1986. How many championships have they won
after
since
that?
Then? Yeah.
Just the one, right?
One. Do you know how many teams that have won one championship or more since then?
I'm going to say... it's got to be 8 or 9.
12.
Wow.
12. Okay, here's who's won the same amount of championships as the Celtics in the last 34 years.
Okay.
The Toronto Raptors, the Cleveland Cavaliers,
the Dallas Mavericks,
and the Milwaukee Bucks have all won the same amount of championships as the Celtics over the last 34 years. You know who's won more than the Celtics in the last 34 years?
Lakers,
the
Spurs,
Lakers have won 6.
Bulls.
The Spurs have won 5. The Bulls have won 6. The
Warriors.
Rockets have won 2. The Warriors have won 3. Miami has won 3, and the Detroit Pistons have won 3. This Lakers-Celtic thing, Celtics aren't doing their part.
Right.
They're not keeping up. The Lakers the Lakers had a 10-year window where they were not very good. It's not 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers had a down period towards the end of Kobe's career, and then at the beginning of the post-Kobe era, Lakers were not very good. But they've won 6 titles in that 34-year run. Celtics have won 1, man.
Hmm.
I get it that you look at Bill Russell and Jerry West and John Havlicek and, you know, Elgin Baylor and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and James Worthy. I get it. Those were rivals. This isn't a rivalry anymore. This thing hasn't been competitive in 3 decades.
So what I think makes this rivalry interesting, because a lot of – you can still carry a rivalry. Let me use as an example. Dodgers-Giants a rivalry?
Sure.
It's the first time they played each other in the postseason, right? That's kind of crazy to think that's the first time.
Yeah, but for a long time, it was impossible for them to play each other in the postseason.
Even if you're looking at – when did that change? In the early 90s?
Mid-90s, yeah.
Okay, mid-90s?
Yeah.
Even if you're looking at it from that standpoint of – it's a really good – these are two squads that – It's not like the Dodgers haven't been successful. It's not like the Giants haven't been successful. They have been. So it's interesting to know that these two haven't crossed paths, but it's still a rivalry, right?
Yeah.
What makes the
But they play each other every year. That's what keeps that rivalry alive.
Sure,
they play each
sure.
other 19 times a year. So
right.
it doesn't have the Lakers and Celtics play each other twice during the regular season, but mm-hmm. what makes that such a great rivalry were the championship matches.
But that's the point. The point is that that's what makes this rivalry so unique. You know, Michael and I have talked about this in the past where he really tries to explain. He's like, I know, Yankees-Red Sox, that's an unbelievable rivalry. I get it. Michigan-Ohio State, absolutely. And he goes down the list, whether it's, you know, you want to the Dodgers and the Giants. Look at some of the more iconic NFL teams. You could even put it this Cowboys 49ers. Just go down the list of all these different rivalries that are in the
sure.
NBA, or I'm sorry, that are around sports. What makes
Packers,
this
Bears.
Okay? USC, UCLA. What makes this rivalry so unique is the only chance you really get a chance to see each other is in the NBA Finals, right? Like that's where you create your rivalries in the finals, and your East. One's all the way on the eastern side of the country. The other one's all the way on the western side of the country. So, you know, when I look back, for me, it's if it wasn't for the Kobe era, if it wasn't for facing the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals, if
yeah.
it wasn't for losing in 2008 and then getting a chance to, you know, win again in 2010, if it wasn't for that, it wouldn't have the power that I think it has for somebody in your generation, where it's like, what are you talking about? Lakers Celtics.
Oh, but that's so a war. It was just an absolute war. They played each other 5 times in 10 years in the finals.
But it's such a good point when you say, well, the Celtics is what killed the rivalry. If you're saying that the rivalry is dead, it's not what it used to be. It's not because of the Lakers. Lakers won 5 in the Kobe and Shaq era, right? Or Kobe and Shaq with Powell, that era.
Right.
And then they've, you know, gone on to again and win another one here in 2020. Lakers continue to win championships. They continue to get to the NBA Finals. They continue to be relevant. That has not been the case for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, they just, you know, the Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Dennis Johnson, Robert Parrish, Danny Ainge, that group of guys, you hated those guys,
mm-hmm.
right? You hated their guts. Like, you would see them come into the Forum. You would see the Lakers go into the Garden. And just the sight of Danny Ainge's face made you irate. You think about Kevin McHale clotheslining
awesome.
A guy. You
yep.
think about all of their guys that are out there. You know, Larry Bird, who, you know, can't run from one end of the court to the other in more than 10 minutes, and he's just cooking everybody. It was so frustrating and emotionally draining to play those guys. And now you come out like, oh, yeah, Jaylen Brown's not bad. He's a pretty good player. And Jason Tatum, wow, he reminds me a little bit of Kobe, and he and Kobe were pals. And you watch those teams, and it just doesn't have that I hate those guys the way it did. When Michael was playing on the Lakers in the Showtime era, I hated the Celtics. And that's why I put Larry Bird on that list that we were talking about a couple weeks ago, because Larry Bird was the scariest guy in the NBA to me. That Magic was my favorite player, but Bird was the scariest guy because Bird was the guy that could beat Magic. Bird was the guy that could come into the Forum and do his thing, and he could go into the Garden and get those crazy. He was so scary. These guys right now, they're good players, but they're not. They don't scare me.
So,
they don't feel that way.
So explain this one to me then. If that's the case, everything that you just explained right there, then what it still has this isn't a regular matchup. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still excited about tonight's game. Like I said, I took a photo, sent it to you. I forgot who put it on Twitter. It could have been Brad Turner, Dave McMenamin, one of these other guys who are there right now, put out on the chairs, it says beat LA. I get what you're saying, that the Celtics have not held up their end of the bargain, but it's still, you know, it's a unique, very unique rivalry that even if it's not every single year, every 10 years that these guys go up against each other in the finals, I still think it still has a lot of power and a lot of strength.
It looks good on TV. It looks good when you see the Laker uniform and the Celtic uniform on the court at the same time. Like, it looks cool on TV, but as far like if the Lakers win tonight, it'll be I'm glad the Lakers won.
Lakers are winning
on
tonight.
A road trip.
Listen to me.
I'm
Lakers
glad
are winning
they played
tonight.
Well, that's fine, but it
They're
doesn't add juice to it because it was the Celtics. Not for me, at least. It
They're
just
winning
they need a game to win. If it happens to be the Celtics, great. I don't know if it goes back the other way. All right, believe it or not, 3 years since maybe the greatest pro football game in Los Angeles has been played, and a lot's changed since then. That's next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What better way to start your weekend, Al, than some Ask Slee? And we're going to do a phone Ask Slee. Don't forget, you can do that as well. It doesn't have to be on Twitter, which you can be, at Travis Rogers, at Alan Sliwa. But you can call in on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 877-710-ESPN. Francis in Glendale with an Ask Slee. What's up, Francis?
Hey, party people. I have couple of Ask Slees. First is, who is more likely to purchase bots to pump up votes for their show, Mason Ireland or Sedano and Cap? And the second one is, does Mike Budenholzer always look like he's at baggage claim, waiting for his suitcase that the airline definitely lost?
Yes, yes. That is, I really appreciate well you done, bringing Francis. Him into almost every Astley. I don't know. What do you think, Trav?
As you far think, as the think, stuffing think people, the ballot box?
Yeah, you think people – it's not even stuffing the ballot box. It's promoting, bringing it up all the time. Is that something – I have a feeling you and I will probably not do that all too often. Listen, you want to vote? Go vote. Go vote for whichever show. And literally, go vote for whichever show that you like the most. All good. Yeah. I'm not too concerned about that. But do you think there's – who do you think between the two shows will promote it more?
I don't know. I care about one award. I care about bit of the year, and it's Astley. The rest of it, go vote for whatever you want. The only one that I'm campaigning for is I want Astley to win that award. Whatever happens after that, whatever. I want Astley to win bit of the year. That's it.
T-Raj. You know why you want that? I think I have a reason why you want Astley.
This is my favorite segment because it's the best segment we have.
I'll tell you why. This was – how long have we been doing the show now?
6 months, 9 months.
Okay, let's say six months.
Time's flying, Slee.
You were presenting 6 months ago. Guys, you could come in at the ground floor on this. You were the one, and I didn't even know what the hell the pitch was. I was actually in the room, and I wasn't even part of it. I don't even have a partnership.
You don't even have any stakes. You don't have any shares.
I don't have a percentage stake in this thing. You own 65% of the Astley segment.
No, see, here's what it is. I own all the stock. You're my highest paid employee. And I'm making sure that you're well taken care of, but you don't have stake in this. This is my baby. This is my company. You're my top salesperson.
What was the movie? I forgot. What was the Facebook movie? What was it called?
The Social Network.
The Social Network. You remember who's the dude that got all his shares? Justin Timberlake is playing the role of
I can't remember the name.
But he gets all his shares taken away. That's going to be me one day where I walk in and you're like, hey, you own 0.0001% of Astley.
All right, next up is Danny. And Danny writes, when Slee and Lady Slee are watching a movie together that the other has not seen, do any of them turn and look at the other with a grin on their face when a big scene or twist is about to come up in order to see their reaction?
Yeah, that does happen.
It does, like, doesn't it?
It's like the worst thing, too. It's like, by the way, if you're in a position like that, by, you know, moving your body around, doing things that wouldn't be normal, I'm like, just don't do anything. Don't give me the whole, stop looking at me waiting for my reaction. Just watch the movie.
Even worse is you're going to want to pay attention to this. You know, hey,
okay,
look.
I'm guilty of that.
I need to make sure you're watching this part.
Yeah. I'm one that definitely does it. If I had watched something I think was really funny on YouTube or something like that, it's, okay, watch right now. Watch right now. She's like, can I just watch the video?
Can you just let me experience this on my own? All right, John in Huntington Beach of Fullerton, who's coming to the Mandy Awards. When a neighbor still has their trash bins out on the day after pickup, do you hang outside with some beers until you see them just so you can give them the look of shame?
No, I don't. But you know what? Your trash can, it's fair game. If I got some trash, if I'm emptying a couple stuff out of my car and you're right next to where I park, that's fair game, okay? If I have a couple recycled items that have to go, they're going to go in yours. It's the closest trash can to me. So just know that if you're going to keep things out a day, 2 days after the trash man came, then you might have some trash when you're taking it back inside your house.
Yeah, no, that's a great power move when you put your trash in someone else's empty bin because you're just got emptied. So I'm like, hey, I'm not going to start filling up mine yet. And I'm okay with leaving the trash can out there as long as you're not the last person on your block. As long as there's one other person that's got their cans out, you can leave your cans out.
Well, this is what you can't do is, okay, well, I'm going to go get a full – I'm going to go empty my entire trash can out, right? Like, you can't be tying up your trash bag and then going outside, going out of your way and saying, hey, unit number four now has to deal with this. You don't want to be doing that.
All right. Ryan writes, since Slee will be meeting several hundred new strangers on February 6th, will he make sure to call them all by the wrong name just to let them know not to get too chummy? Hashtag Ask Slee.
Bobby. I just told him it was Rick.
It's Bill.
Why is he calling me Bobby?
It is such a power move. Okay, you ready for me? Here comes bad guy Travis. You ready?
Okay.
Love introducing myself to people I've met several times before. I love it. It is one of my all-time favorite things. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Travis. Yeah, hey, I live down the street. We've met three times before. Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm really bad at this. I love that move.
I will not do the – if I don't know your name, I'm not guessing a name. That's not happening.
No.
That's never going to happen.
Well, that's the thing, right? Just kind of come and say, look, I'm terrible at remembering names. I'm Travis. I'm sorry. What's your name? I know we've met before. What's your name? Oh, Ted.
I don't even think I'm good at that. I think I'm more of the, hey, how you doing? Everything. We'll have a conversation. I just probably won't know your name, but that's okay. I'll still have the conversation. I don't know how comfortable I am looking somebody right there in the eyes and being like, hey, I have no idea what your first name is, your last name is. That I'm not comfortable with.
Say my name.
You're not a bad enough guy to do the power intentionally get it wrong move. You're too nice. All right. Drew writes, does Slee. Okay, I gotta start over here because
okay.
Drew has found a lane for Ask Slee that I absolutely love, which is your conduct on email inside of corporate situations. Like, this is what he wants to know, your email personality.
Okay,
and so with that in mind,
tells a lot about a person too.
it kind of does.
Okay.
Does Slee CC the ESPN suits on passive aggressive emails to subordinates? Quote, please advise. Hashtag Ask Slee.
No. There's certain, even if it's a corporate email, even if it's somebody reaching out to you that maybe you don't know that well, maybe you're getting a random email for somebody out in Bristol, Connecticut, or whatever the case is, there's certain terms I just don't like using. Please advise just sounds so... It's robotic.
It does. That's why it's great. It's like, hey, we're getting ready to do some real work here, so please advise. All right, I'm going to give you a dealer's choice here, Al. Do you want a work-related one, or do you want a drinking-related one?
Let's go drinking.
All right, so this is from Darb in the OC. He says, Trav, when Slee finishes a drink and asks for another, does he pour the ice from the first in the second one when it arrives?
Okay, you know, this actually, I'm gonna hesitate here for a second because okay. Usually I'm gonna have bourbon on the rocks. I like just straight bourbon, right?
Sure.
If I finish and there's still a little bit bourbon left, and now somebody's coming in, they're bringing me a brand new glass of bourbon,
yeah.
A second drink. Yeah, probably. If I'm not finishing that, I'm gonna pour that thing right in there.
It's the right choice.
It's not like I went. Remember that day Emily had 38 different type of alcohols at the.
Sure.
You know, it's not like she's pouring the rest of her beer inside of her wine.
Were you drinking last night?
No, that's the right answer is because look, even if it's mostly just ice and it's kind of melted a little bit to the bottom
it's
of the glass.
Same drink too.
There's still a little remnants of the bourbon in there. Yeah. Why not throw it into that new drink and why not start right there? I lied. I'm going to give you both of them along the way. Here's the other one. This is TFP. Good. Does Slee ever have nightmares where he's running late for your show or Lakers talk? Hashtag Ask Slee.
No. But I have had real deal situations where it is, let's say, 9:25, and I'm leaving. I'll leave earlier than that. But, you know, listen, you just don't know. If you go from Pasadena to downtown, that 1:10, you're basically playing the lotto. Okay, you're playing the lotto. You're at a poker
Three
table.
Three lanes, narrow, no shoulder.
Bro, one car. All you need is one car with hazard lights. Everybody's just like, they don't know what to do. Cars churning over to the side. It's like, guys, he's fine. He just has a tire. Triple A's on the way.
I don't know how you guys do that.
A couple times it's been like, are we at 9:38 and the show starts at 9:55? We got to get out of here.
When I worked with Marcellus, okay, if we started at 3 o'clock, Marcellus would be nowhere to be found at 2:59:55. And it would create anxiety for me, right?
Sure.
Like, I'm like, well, where's Marcellus? And then every day he'd come through, right? I don't know how people do that. Kirk does that too on Rams. Like, Kirk has never been late,
awesome.
Right? Kirk has
That's
never
awesome.
Been late in 6 years. And every about 3 minutes to go, my heart rate starts to pound because I'm worried that he's going to be late, and I've been sitting there for an hour. That's just the way it goes.
Let me tell you, this has nothing to do with being late or anything like that. Michael Thomas is never late. Michael is 4 hours early. Like, that's one of Michael's things that he's very, very conscious of. But there are times during the broadcast, Michael will take his headset off, right? So he doesn't know. He doesn't know when during the pregame broadcast, right? During the pregame show, he doesn't know if I'm back on yet or not, because whatever he's doing, he could be talking to somebody. It's Michael Thompson. People want to say hello to him, whatever the case is. So there are times where we're on the road. So they're on the road tonight. I have to tell, you know, if it's Jorge or it's Laura or it's Funches, whoever's it, hey, you got to tell me, is Michael there or not? Because there's times I'll set up a question and then it's just silence. I'm like, all right, where's Michael?
Being late for work is not a problem. I'm never late, but I will say this. I do have the dream about being unprepared. That one is where you show up and like, I have nothing to talk about. I have nothing. And you just have 3 hours to fill. That's, I think, a work dream that everybody has along the way. All right. Lakers and Celtics tonight, one of the great rivalries, not just in the NBA, but in all of sports across the board. But there's a group that has not been holding up their end of the bargain in this, and it is far worse than you might think. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. Al, a buddy of mine just reminded me that Larry Bird called Magic Johnson a con man. Remember that? when they say, Magic's a con man. I mean, it's so they couldn't stand each other that they're friends now. Have you seen that NBA commercial that's running on all the time where everybody's in their front yard doing something fun? Magic's like, hey, Larry. He's like, hi, Magic. It's like, no, I want them to throw eggs at each other's houses. I want to ratchet this thing up a little bit.
That's my goal today when – I want Michael to go back and tell stories. Just tell me stories. Just you're in Boston. You know, you're seeing the green and white is right in your face for the next 3 hours. Just give me some stories.
I can't wait. Cannot wait. Right now, though, it's time for Fact or Cap.
Again, I'm sorry for your guys' issues yesterday.
Yeah, you got through
today.
Pretty clean. I'm jealous.
Also, maybe it's just the power of women. We have a pretty strong pain tolerance.
I guess so.
Anyway, so up first, we know that Lane Kiffin's name has been floated around the USC job. But you would go back to a job that once fired you. Travis, is fact or cap?
100% fact. But there's a giant but in there. If the pay is good, I'm going back. Right? There are certain things that you can let go. You can let go of personal slights, or you didn't get along with this person or that person. But if the money is right, if they come back and say, look, we know we capped you a long time ago, but you want to come back and we're going to pay you what you were doing plus, I don't know, 15%, 20%, let's go. Let's make sure that money is guaranteed and let's party. Let's go do that all over again. Absolutely fact.
I think this is cap for me. I don't think I would. I think it's weird when you put it that way. Now, look, a lot can change. You could have got fired from a job, and then when they ask you to come back, it's a whole new – but, Trav, it could be a whole new regime. GM could have changed. You know, people could have changed. All that stuff. So you're technically going back to something that's completely different. But I don't know. Part of me thinks that if – okay, that gig wasn't meant to be, or you weren't supposed to be there, or maybe you left the job, and then to kind of go back to it, I haven't been in that predicament yet. I'm sure that will come up, but I think I would lean more towards, no, I'd rather try something different.
Wait, hold on a second. You have not gotten fired from a job?
You just – that's literally
– No,
I mean,
it happens to everybody.
You can't jinx it.
I've gotten fired from multiple jobs. I mean, that's just the way that – in radio? You kidding
me? Let me think here. I worked at a recreation center, a rec center.
Right.
When I was
the little checkers game.
I was just playing ping pong all day, all that stuff, right? Okay, I didn't get fired from there. I didn't get fired at my job in San Diego. I left the job in San Diego to come up here to this job, and I'm still here. So, no, I have not got fired yet. That's coming. That's now that you say it, you put it that way.
Coming for everybody. Another
week and a half, 2 weeks.
Happens there. This isn't the 40s where you go to work for a company out of college or out of high school, and, you know, the next thing you know, you're 80 and you're getting your gold watch and you're leaving the factory floor. It's not how it works anymore.
I already have a game plan. When the day comes and they're like, hey, listen, we just want to let you know you've been great for the company. We might be going, and I'm going to jump right in and say, guys, I'm giving my 2 week notice. I quit.
No. If they fire you, they got to give you severance.
Yeah, you need the severance.
Yeah, let them fire you. Don't do that. don't do that.
Abort mission. I'm changing my game plan.
Yeah.
Changing
Emily
my
game plan. Like, hold on. That's not how that goes. What's next, Emily?
Yeah, the only time I gotten fired was I actually wasn't quote unquote fired. I think I just was never put back on the schedule and whatever had a conversation with me about it. I worked for a law firm. I was like a receptionist. Was not the best fit for me.
Keep looking at my bank account.
Not getting any hours anymore.
Yeah,
what's going
like,
on?
You guys gonna put me on?
No, checks have come in.
Anyway, all right. Up next, I saw a video of Antonio Brown's sons bringing in Lombardi Trophy to their class. So I was thinking,
with or without fake vaccination cards,
could not verify whether or not they had fake vaccination cards. But anyway, bringing a Lombardi to show and tell is a bit too much of showing off. Alan, is this factor cap?
All right, so Trav, I think you know me, know my personality pretty well to this point.
Yep.
Probably not walking in with something that just says screaming of, hey, take a quick look at me. So I don't think I'm going to be walking in with that thing, however cool that thing is. Now, let's just say as an example, if I had a Lakers championship ring, right? If I had a Lakers championship ring,
yep.
Or if you had a Dodgers championship ring, would you go places with that ring on? I don't think I would. I think I would probably keep it somewhere, keep it safe, know that I have it, and leave it at that. I don't think I would actually take it to a game or an event or something along those lines.
Yeah, I've seen the rings, and the ones now, they're so big. They're to wear them
huge.
Functionally is
yep.
impossible. But some of the older ones are actually kind of normal-sized, and you could pull it off. I'll use this as an example. I think it's cap. I think it's really cool. Where I live, there's somebody in our community who is a multiple-time Olympian, and he has kids that are roughly my age, and he's the most humble guy in the world, like very understated. You would never, ever know that this is what he did for a living for a very long time, and he's won multiple Olympic medals, including gold medals. And when the kids were in third, fourth grade or whatever, they would bring show and tell. Dad would bring gold medals to show. And the kids were so stoked to see him. The parents were so stoked to see him. It's just, it's not look at me. It's look at this. Look at this thing that exists, and I happen to have it. So, yeah, absolutely. Every time I've had an opportunity to hold an Olympic, when I worked for the Angels, speaking of jobs I got fired from, we had some of the hockey guys from the Anaheim Ducks come in, Jakob Silverberg, Cam Fowler. They brought in their Olympic medals, got a chance to put them around my neck. It's awesome. It's just so cool to see a trophy like that in person. You see it on TV, it's pretty cool, but to get to touch it, to feel it, to put it around your neck, it's just extraordinary.
All right. At this point, with living in LA for so long, for working in sports industry, no one would leave you starstruck. Travis, is this fact or cap?
That's a great question. I want to say it's fact, but I think it's cap because here's the thing. I've been doing this for a really long time. I've been very fortunate to meet extraordinary people, and I would have thought that I would have become immune to it. Like, oh,
sure.
Okay, cool. But it just happened a few months ago. When LeBron walked over to our set, it's like, whoa, that's LeBron James. And I've talked to major champions and Super Bowl winners and all these things. And there's just a very small group of people that hit you different. You know what I mean? That's just like, I get it that I've been in this a long time, but there are just, when first time I met Wayne Gretzky, you know who else had just this unbelievable presence when you met him in person? Andre Agassi. Was just one like, whoa, that it kind of radiates out of them. They're on a totally different level. LeBron was certainly like that. So I'm going to go cap.
I'm going cap on this too. And I know this is going to sound kind of funny, but I'm not kidding when I tell you this. I swear the first time that I saw this individual, and this was over the last couple of years, and this is going to be so stupid, but I'm like,
is it Travis Rogers?
Wait a minute here. Is that really Adrian Wojnarowski? I'm not kidding. I swear on my life. I'm not kidding. I was starstruck at
I saw him all the time at my old job. Come on.
That is so funny, Al. That is the most Alan Sliwa thing I've ever heard.
I was starstruck. I'm like, no way. Is that this? Guys, does anybody else see this? Is he grabbing a hot dog like I'm grabbing a hot dog? I still get, bro, I'm not kidding. And I say that only because, look, I respect the dude's work. He obviously breaks every freaking story when it comes
he's
to the NBA.
Reporter.
Okay, put that to the side. Put that to the side. I think I was more starstruck to see him than Carmelo, okay? But they're 100%. I won't show it. You know, I'm not going to do it. Hey, could I get a picture, selfie, this, that? But come on now. If you see a certain actor, first time I saw Dave Chappelle, I saw Dave Chappelle at one of the Lakers at the training facility. We were going in there to do our regular. It was after a practice. Dave Chappelle was actually leaving. He had did something with the Lakers team, whatever the case is. And, you know, Dave Chappelle is just walking by. I'm like,
that's
what?
A big name.
That's Dave Chappelle.
That's a big name. Yeah, Chappelle's a big deal.
The LBJ one, too. Come on. You're not going to tell me that the moment you walk by LeBron James, you're not going to stop and be like, that cannot be LeBron James.
Does it matter if you – because seeing somebody is kind of like – for instance, I was in Chicago one night. We were out to dinner. And Michael Jordan went through the restaurant like a flash, but it was clearly Michael Jordan, and he's going through. And it was like, oh, cool, Michael. And it was like – it was cool, but it wasn't starstruck because you – when LeBron comes over and extends his hand to say, hey, how you doing? It's like, that's a totally different dynamic.
You know what's funny? I don't even need that portion. I just need the, like you just said, Michael Jordan. If I saw Michael Jordan walking around and it's like, that's Michael, of course I'm going to stop and be like, how the hell is that Michael Jordan? Why is Michael Jordan right there? Or any other iconic people that, you know, whether it's, okay, you love hip-hop and Jay-Z, you know, you pass by. I still get started. I'm not gonna go out of my way to do anything different, but I definitely take a second like, wow, that's a cool moment.
So I was covering the Super Bowl in Dallas one year. And they set you up on Radio Row, and there's, I don't know, gosh, there's got to be a couple hundred radio stations there, right? We're all in this giant convention center, and they're running people through, and there goes Joe Montana, and there goes Troy Aikman, and there's Steve Young, and Terry Bradshaw, just one after the other, all these legends of football, and there's actors there that are selling products and whatnot, and everybody's kind of just used to it. We see these people all the time. It's, yeah, cool, cool, there's, you know, this guy and that guy, and all of a sudden, the building goes really quiet. Nobody's really saying anything. And it was, oh, no, he's right over there. And I'm looking around, and I see this guy. He's, like, glowing, like, orange. He's got his hair slicked back. And I'm looking at him, going, I don't even know who that is. I'm like, oh, my God, there he is. You know who it was?
Who was it?
It was The Situation from Jersey Shore. Everyone was just floored to see Mike The Situation from Jersey Shore. It was, I'm like, what the hell is the matter with you people?
That is definitely one where I'd walk by, like, okay, let's keep it moving here. But now,
if he was with Woj,
that's a different story. That's a different story.
Woj is with The Situation? What is breaking news? Breaking news. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. It happened. A unanimous winner for Shohei Ohtani, and the numbers still don't make any sense. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Vote now, vote often, absolutely. You want to vote for Emily? Absolutely, great choice. Taylor, great choice. Alan, great choice. Me, I don't really care. You can do whatever you want. I do care about Ask Slee for Bit of the Year. That one, I need to make sure that we win. The rest of it, dealer's choice. Whoever you like the best, go vote for the best. But Ask Slee, that needs to win Bit of the Year.
How about how quick those tickets sold? I'm actually not surprised at all. I'm really not. Like, I know the station was, hey, let's give this a couple weeks, try to get these sold. It's not like they were trying to sell 30 tickets. There's a lot of tickets that they were selling. But I'm not surprised. I thought the price point was perfect, $25, includes dinner. And then it's just a unique event. It really is. It's a very unique event. We've never done something like this to this extent. So I think it's going to be a fun night. And Trav, let's go hard to the hoop on February 6th.
We work the next day. And it's kind of like me overeating. There are times and places. I'm not saying it's impossible. It has happened. Chris and I enjoyed our golf tournament one year very, 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 very much. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but
listen,
we'll see. I'm going to have
hard
drinks, for sure.
We'll go hard to the hoop. You can stay the night here, sleep on the couch. You and Rookie can have whatever conversation
like
you guys have, and then we'll head into the station.
All right, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Key to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping vets in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. When they were promoting the Mandy's on Twitter.
Yep.
And I retweeted it and said, you know, I'm just putting it out there. I'm a pretty fun guy to go have a couple of drinks with. I'm good at that. I like to tell stories, and it'll be fun. I had two different people, buddies of mine. One of them I haven't talked to in years say, yeah, sometimes a little too much fun. You need to be a little cautious about what's coming up. So we will definitely see. All right. Shohei Ohtani.
Station's already said they're going to cut you off. They're going to give you two tickets, two drink tickets.
Yeah, I'll print my own. I'm going to be like Antonio Brown. I'm bringing in counterfeit drink tickets. That's how it's going to
By the way, all the drink tickets are yellow. You're bringing in orange tickets. Right,
that's what they gave me. It's what they gave me. I don't know what to tell you. It's what they gave me.
Or just Aaron Rodgers. You've been immunized. You've had some drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hey,
right.
Did Trav come up to you asking for your drink ticket? Yeah, he's going up to everybody, bro. It's a bad look. It's a bad look.
I'm
going to
work on my pickpocket skills. Ohtani, unanimous MVP last night.
Yep.
As he should have been.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no. I get it. Vlad Guerrero Jr. had an amazing year, and there's some other players in the American League that had really, really good years. But just stop that whole thing with about a month ago in the season. Like, well, you know, actually, Vlad Guerrero.
Yeah,
stop.
Stupid conversation. Yep.
Okay, tell me which one of these jumps out at you. You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shohei Ohtani in the year 2021 hit 46 home runs. He started 23 games on the mound. He had a 965 OPS. He had 8 triples. That was the most in baseball. He had 26 steals. He had an ERA of 3.1. He struck out 156 batters. He struck out nearly 11 batters per 9 innings pitched. Mm-hmm. He had a 9.1 WAR. He started the All-Star game as the American League pitcher and batted leadoff as the designated hitter. Take your pick as to which one of those is the most mind-bending number from a season where the guy did all of those things.
Any saves?
No saves.
Okay, all right. Well,
he did
obviously,
not notch a save.
Obviously, he doesn't show heart. pretty ridiculous, bro. I mean, to be honest with you, each one of those stats. By the way, today's stat hero of the day is Shohei Ohtani. All the stats that you just threw out right there, stat hero, the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa show.
Oh.
Yeah.
The man had 26 steals.
Oh, I'm going to go right back to it. I'm going to go right back to it. Trust me. It's incredibly difficult to soak in. You know what I mean? I don't have an example for you of what somebody
exist.
Would be doing in the NBA or what somebody would be doing in the NFL. I genuinely don't have an example for you. So I sit here today, and as you throw out those stats, and it is kind of funny because there did come a moment where people were trying to make a case. Well, you know, this player.
Guerrero's team's in the hunt for the playoffs, you know. And he,
in my head, I'm like, did you really just write an article about that? Like, did you really go out of your way? And an editor looked at it, and it got approved, and it went through the approval process, and then it was on your company's website. Please, let's stop with how idiotic that would be. But, of course, you know, at the end of the day, Shohei Ohtani won, and nobody questioned that he did win. The only question just comes down to, I know you and I have hit on this a couple of times, is A, will the Angels be relevant next season? And B, will baseball start on time next season, which we don't know that question as well.
Yeah, you know, that Rob Manfred was talking about that. We can get into that in a second. I just, not only do you look at the back of Ohtani's card and you're like, holy smoke, look at all these numbers, but the eye test was arguably even better than the numbers, because I'm sure there is somebody that in a straight line speed from first base or from, you know, home to first base or first to third, that might be a little faster than Ohtani, but not much. Mm-hmm. And watching him run, it doesn't look. Let me back up a little bit. Shohei Ohtani is 6'5". Okay, he's a 6'5" man who runs like a much smaller man. He runs.
How tall is Trey Turner?
6 feet, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, Shohei Ohtani is 6 foot five. He throws 101 miles an hour. He hits tape measure home runs. Mm-hmm. There's no facet of this that he isn't extraordinary at, and he looks good doing it. It's not that he's this big clumsy guy who can club home runs and throw real hard. He is an athlete. I guarantee you, Shohei's one of those guys that if he'd never, I don't know, shoot pool, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, he'd never seen a pool table in his life. Ten minutes. Oh, if I hit it over here, it'll spin like this. Oh, if I hit it here, it'll spin like, oh, if I can leave it over here. He'd figure it out like that because he's just extraordinary. He's got that presence. He's super handsome. Like, there's nothing about that guy that isn't, I'd like to be that. You know what he said he was going to do? After they lit up the, I think it's the Tokyo Tower.
That's right.
They put it in Angels colors in the middle of the city for to celebrate Shohei's accomplishments. And their Major League Baseball is running a worldwide commercial in four or five different languages congratulating him on doing what he's done. I'm going to stay at home tonight, nice and quiet. First of all, that's a lie, but it's a great lie. What a great thing to say. Go out and tear it up. Go have a good time. Why not?
Yeah, he's preparing for next year. All right, what do you want this guy to do? Okay, I mentioned it for a quick second. Stat Hero, the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives the player the advantage. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN for 100% deposit match. Appreciate them being the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. Travis, it's kind of funny when I'm in the middle of – you're like, no. Did you hear what I just – did you hear
– 26 steals.
You're right. Like, I don't –
Clayton Kershaw did not have 26 steals. Walker Buehler did not steal 26 bases. Max Scherzer did not hit 46 home runs.
I don't have an example to it, but every time, we talk about, okay, greatest NBA players ever, blah, blah, and you ever gone back and look at, wait, what did Wilt Chamberlain do? What are you talking about? Wait, yeah. It almost – and I don't even know if that's the proper comp to have. What he did is so ridiculous and so amazing. And, we'll see kind of the strategy of the Angels in the offseason and if they can all of a sudden play in relevant games.
All right, Lakers and Celtics tonight. The Lakers need to get back on the winning side of things. And most importantly, Al, can they look good two nights in a row? Plus, one of the great rivalries in sports, or is it not? That's next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.